皆様、本日はシル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And please join us tomorrow. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, we will be at the Sit and Sleep Mattress Superstore in Tarzana. And that's at 19119 Ventura Boulevard, just south of the 101 between Tampa and Reseda. We're going to be out there tomorrow between noon and 3. We'll be signing, autographing, and generally having fun with our CD, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD. And all of the proceeds from the $20 purchase price goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. That's tomorrow at noon at the Sit and Sleep Mattress Superstore, Tarzana, 19119 Ventura Boulevard, south of the 101 between Tampa and Reseda. And it is my very fervent hope that eventually, as we do this annually for My Friend's Place, we will go beyond Los Angeles and go out there into America and sell and meet and greet and do that stuff. But, you know, for this year anyway, you know, Greyhound. I mean, we just, I couldn't get it together, okay? Since, you know, it's all coming out of my pocket. 1-800-449-8686. Now, I want to do something a little different here. I want to call and I want to order flowers for my wife. And I don't know if you found, we know Rudy Canoza's place on Melrose, so we're going to call him up, Mike. All right. My wife has put in a tough week. We had an anniversary party for my in-laws 1 week ago tomorrow. We've had Christmas. We've had New Year's. We've bought a house. We're trying to get out of the one we're in and into the new one that we bought. We're trying to get the one that we're in sold. We're trying to a million different. We had people who were working for us quit and a million different things. And she's keeping it all together. So I would like to do, and you know what? When we first met, if I can really be corny, I used to send her flowers every Saturday. Saturday was kind of a significant day for us. I don't want to tell you why. And I fell off the wagon a little bit with the flowers. So we're going to restart. And we're going to restart big time. She loves those stargazer lilies. I'm going to send her a dozen tomorrow. Are we going to get on the line here with Rudy? Rudy Canoza from Rudy's, it's Canoza's Floral Creations?
Yes, Bill, Canoza's Floral Creations, and we are on Melrose in Hollywood, and thank you very much for speaking to us. We've not spoken to you in a while. I heard Mike call, and I said that I haven't talked to you since...
Since the time, what was it, when we saw you back in at Thanksgiving?
At Thanksgiving, yes, when I brought the flowers for your party there at the radio station. So I've not spoken to you, and I'm happy to speak to you this evening. And congratulations on the syndication of your show, and all the best of success to you, Phil.
Thank you, Rudy. You're a gentleman. Thank you.
You are a gentleman, and you have always treated us very, very well.
Well, let me tell you, we want to give you a little, we're going to throw you some business tonight.
All right.
And I want to send my wife stargazer lilies. Do you know what those are? She loves them.
Yes, a stargazer lily is a beautiful flower. It's a fragrant flower. And we have about a dozen, we have almost two dozen of them. And we can put those in a floral arrangement for you if you want.
Okay, I would like a dozen of those stargazer lilies. And I want them in an arrangement.
Do you want them to? Do you want them in a vase? Do you want them in a box? How would you like them sent?
I would like them in a vase, arranged in a vase. Okay.
Now the ones that we have, Phil, the stargazer lilies that we have are a little bit tight.
What do you mean by tight?
They are closed, and they will open up for tomorrow. Do you want these delivered tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow.
They will open up. You put them in water. They will open up. And they will be beautiful, but right now they're a little bit tired, a little bit tight, I should say. I'm a little bit tired.
I know it's a little bit late, and I thank you for keeping the store open for us.
My pleasure, Phil. And we will send these over to your lovely lady. Do you want to put the card, right?
Yes. Now you have all my information there, and you got my credit card information. We gave that to Rudy before we went on the air here, and I would like to. I would like to send a card, and now I'm kind of embarrassed because I realize that I'm on the air here.
It's all right. We have a wonderful selection. And also, to do the card, I can help you with this. because many men, when we ask a man if he is sending his wife flowers, we ask him, what do you want to put in a card? Many times the men are a bit tongue-tied and are not sure what they wish to put on this card for their wife, so we can help them out too.
Well, let's see. On the card, I'd like to put, to my darling wife.
Could I make a suggestion?
Yes, I mean anything.
Well, that's to my darling wife is very standard. You put, if you put te amo, which is Spanish for I love you.
I love you, I like that.
Te amo. Because your wife wants to be loved, because I'm sorry I don't want to tell you what to do.
No, that's good, Rudy. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I know what I want to say. I want to say to my darling wife, but te amo's good. You know, I love you very much.
Well, Phil, let's, here. I want to throw the card away. I want to give you an idea. A woman, if you send a woman flowers, it's a passionate statement. It is a physical statement when you send a woman flowers, and you should treat her as a wild creature. I remember that I was married to a woman once. God, she was a magnificent creature. And the flowers bespoke the passion that I had for her. And let me, what did you want to put to the card? I help you that.
That was so beautiful. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
That was so beautiful. I don't know what else I can put on. Well, let me say, to my darling wife, thank you. You know, for, I'm kind of embarrassed now.
Phil, let me say, you are saying this to your wife, you feel love for her?
Yes, of course.
And you feel passion for her?
Yes, of course.
She is a sexual creature, yes?
Yes, my wife is sexual. She's many things.
You put a damo, you are like a wild animal that I can't quite get my saddle on.
Boy, I don't know, Rudy.
No, that women are, they love this. They love the passion. Women want to be spoken to as if there is passion. You put down, you are a wild animal.
You're a wild animal.
I can't quite get my saddle on. Let me, better yet, in Spanish, you can say to her, my love, you are the keeper of my heart, the possessor of my soul. But do it in Spanish. Does your wife speak Spanish?
Yes.
All right. Here is what you say in Spanish. Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra. Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra.
I don't know what that, what is that?
That means in English, it's not quite as good in English. It doesn't come out. My love, you are the keeper of my heart and the possessor of my soul.
My love, you are the keeper of my heart and the possessor of my soul.
Yes. Yes. Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra. Is that beautiful?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It means that in my love, you are the keeper of my heart and the possessor of my soul.
Yes. If you put that on the card for your wife, she will love you. She will, when you say to her, me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra. Perra. She is a perra. It means you, she is the possessor of your soul. It is a beautiful, beautiful sentiment to send to your lady. I know that she will love them very much, Phil.
Okay, Rudy, hold on for a minute. I want to get this straight. I'm sending flowers to my wife, and he's helping me with the card. You know, it's a funny thing when you send a woman a card with the flowers. So most of the time, that's the dumbest thing of all, because you got a beautiful arrangement of flowers. You never quite know what to say. Did you write that down, Mike? What is it? Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra, perra. And that's, you are my love, you are the keeper of my heart and the possessor of my soul. That's beautiful. Okay, Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449. What did I just say? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, Rudy from Canoza's Floral Creations on Melrose is on the line with us here, and we're working out a card for my wife. I'm sending her a dozen stargazer lilies, right, Rudy?
The stargazer lilies are that we have almost 2 dozen, Phil. And you wanted 1 dozen?
1 dozen, yeah.
Okay. And these are very tight, as I said, but they are beautiful, beautiful flowers, and they are very fragrant.
I know. My wife has a few of them in the house right now. We got them for this party that we had. They're wonderful.
And you want to put a card with that, right?
Yes, the card. What you said sounded nice. I'm sorry? Go to the guy in line 4. Valdez, is it? You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
You want any card?
Me gustaría verte.
Don't take this man's card. Don't let him put this on your card.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Well, it's because... Could you repeat what you were going to say?
Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra.
Perra. Perra. I'm looking in my Spanish to English dictionary.
Oh, please.
Here. Perra means bitch. And I don't think Phil wants something. That.
Do you speak Spanish, sir?
I speak very little.
He's got a tourist Spanish to English book. He's not a Spanish speaker. This is a colloquial phrase.
This is Vox, V-O-X, Compact Spanish and English Dictionary. I took Spanish in college.
Well, sir, I speak Spanish. I'm from Argentina, so I will say to you that it is a colloquial phrase. Excuse me for just one moment. It is a colloquial phrase that is translated roughly. And you have to understand, it is a phrase that is time-honored, and it means a great love and affection.
Well, then why does this Spanish-to-English dictionary say bitch?
I don't know.
Excuse my language. I don't mean to be cursing on your show, Phil.
Well, it probably doesn't say bitch. It probably says female dog, but you just wanted to get your jollies. All right, we understand, sir, and you're probably misreading it, too. 1-800-449-8686. Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I would probably tend to agree. It may be an old, old colloquial statement, but it's only
Who speaks Spanish around here? Do you?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've spoken for about 4 years. I'm a Spanish major at UNCC Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And I've spoken for about 4 years.
Me gustaría verte.
Me gustaría verte. Yes, I would like... It would please me to see you. Right? It would, me gustaría verte. It would please me to see you. Okay.
It would please
Something
me to see.
Orodiada.
Orodiada. Now, this I don't understand.
Oriando. Yes, of course you don't understand, because this is a colloquial phrase that is not your textbook Spanish.
Absolutely.
It's not a college Spanish.
I've spoken colloquial Mexican Spanish.
Well, then why are you having a hard time with this phrase?
Well, I'm not having a hard time with this phrase, but unless his wife speaks your colloquial language and understand.
Well, what is the phrase? The phrase, me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra.
You do it better than this man, Phil.
That means, my love, you are the keeper of my heart and the possessor of my soul.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna apologize then, because obviously this is a time-honored tradition, and you are gonna make his wife very happy, and who am I to interfere from you calling his wife a dog? So,
a dog?
Como perra, come on.
Well, what's the rest of the phrase? If you speak Spanish, why have you not been able to interpret the rest of the phrase? The rest of the phrase is, he says, he's the only guy sitting here tonight telling me what the phrase is. You guys are calling up and saying, dog, 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 dog. Anybody else speak Spanish around here, give me a call.
Phil, I think what's happening, I don't know if you get these crank phone calls.
Yeah, we do. We get crank calls, and it's a Friday night. There's a lot of jackballs out there, okay? San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm calling in regards to that gentleman that was supposed to give you flowers in a card. And
yes.
that thing he told you to put in the card, that's wrong. Okay? I speak fluent Spanish, and what it is, he just, like, if you give that card to your wife, he's just going to throw it in your face.
Well, what is this?
It's an insult.
An insult? I've told this man that this is a great... What is insult? Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra.
Okay, what it means is like, I would like to see you on your knees howling like a dog. That's what it means.
I beg your...
Phil, he is a liar.
Okay, si tú hablas español.
I don't speak. Wait a minute. What did you just say?
Okay,
I'd like
you
to.
You said you were Spanish, right? From Spain? Or
I am from Argentina, yes. And you are a liar. You are making this man a lifelong friend of mine.
If you speak Spanish, you should have understood what I'm trying to tell you, okay? Porque todo lo que estás diciendo tú está mal.
Your mama.
Okay? You should understand what I just said. Okay, Phil, if you're there, don't put that thing in your car because that's wrong.
Well, what does he say? I would like to see you on your knees doing what?
I would like to see you on your knees howling like a dog.
You are a liar. Okay. You are a liar.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You are trying to make this man angry with me.
I'd like to see you on your knees howling like a dog.
Okay.
Are you telling me that? Or
no, that's what you told me to put in the card?
That's what he told you to put in your card. Okay, I speak fluent Spanish, and this...
What
this person,
man is trying to do is misinterpret the phrase. The phrase technically is, I would like to see you on his howling like a dog, but that is a loving phrase.
No, it's not.
It is a phrase of love.
Okay, don't put in that, Phil. If you want to put something good in your...
How could that be
part,
a loving phrase?
That is means I am on my knees to you. And
what I thought you said it means that you are the keeper of my heart and the possessor of my soul. What do you mean I want to see you on your knees howling like a dog?
Are you going to believe him? How long have you known me?
I've known you 10 years, okay?
All right, then you're going to believe some guy who calls in, or you believe me?
Okay,
do you speak Spanish, Phil?
No, I don't speak Spanish.
Then I'm not talking to you, am I?
Wow.
I'm talking to my friend Phil Henry.
Okay, Mr.
I'm not
Henry?
Talking to you.
Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir.
Don't put that in your card.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him, Phil. Put it in your card.
Okay, if you
who
want
am I
to
supposed to believe?
Spanish, she's going to get really mad at you.
They don't want you to put this in your card because they don't want you to know this colloquial phrase, which is a loving phrase and one which means great respect.
The only thing I
how is it that in Spanish you say, I want to see you on your knees howling like a dog? How is that respectful?
That is not what that is.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Well,
you lie.
I think
you know, I am tired of people surrounding me, the liars who surround me.
No, it's not.
It is a passionate phrase which reflects, and you're lying. And for my friend to... What?
Lo que pasa es que tú estás loco, vato.
You think I'm a crazy man? You are the craziest son of a bitch that I've ever met in my life.
Okay. Thank you for your call. What is going on, Rudy?
What?
What's going on here? I got guys calling in saying that if I put that in a card, I'm calling my wife a dog.
They are liars. All of them are liars. And they do not understand the love. They do not understand the language of love. Believe me, I will not lie to you.
All right, Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686.
Per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza, he's with Canoza's Floral Creations on Melrose, is on the phone with me. I'm ordering up flowers for my wife. We got stuck on the card here, Rudy. This Spanish phrase that you're giving me and the people who are calling in, and there's disagreement. You see what I'm saying?
Phil, I have to know, this... very colloquial phrase in Spanish. It means that it is the sensibility of this. It's not the strict interpretation or translation. This is a general sense of my love. You are the keeper of my heart, the possessor of my soul. Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra.
Now there's the word right there. Perra is bitch.
That is a female dog, perra. But this is as a dog is to howl at the moon, meaning there is yearning in the heart for the lost love. So when you use a female dog howling at the moon, it is as if a lost love. And the people who are calling your program tonight do not understand that colloquial phrase, which is me gustaría verte rodeada hablando como perra, which is I am loving you, you are the possessor of my soul. And I think you have a lot of young men who are calling your program tonight who don't understand the nature of love and passion. You have women who do understand. You notice a lot of the people calling are men. They don't understand. I am a Latin. I know how to treat a woman. And the best way is the passionate way.
Well, you were recommending a minute ago that I put on a card, "You're like a wild animal I can't quite get my saddle on."
That's right. That's right. That is a very passionate, very sexual, very sensual phrase to use. And there's nothing wrong with that. In my country, when we meet a woman and we wish to bring out of her the passion, we will say something like, "Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra." So I'm sticking my tongue out. And
okay, so what's with sticking the tongue out?
That is a
kind of carnal?
It's very sexual, yes. La, 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 la. Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra. You see what I mean? Women understand and respond to this.
Good God, Rudy, man. I don't know anything about your country, okay? It sounds to me, it sounds pretty wacky.
It is this, what women understand.
Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm going to have to side with Rudy. I think you need to trust your Latin friend.
Okay. Thank you.
Obviously, he's a romantic, and
thank you. Well, that's what I thought. I mean, I don't know, because we have so many people calling in who speak Spanish, some people who don't, and most of the people who've been calling in don't speak Spanish. They speak partial Spanish, right?
Yeah, they don't understand a colloquial phrase. That is a colloquial phrase. When you say, you can go up to any woman in Mexico, for instance, go up to any woman in the Latin Quarter and say, "Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra," and they will love you for it, believe me.
So if I put that on a card,
and you give it to your wife,
and I give it to my wife, she's going to love it.
She is absolutely going to love it, absolutely.
All right, that's what we're going to do, and I want a dozen of those stargazer lilies, okay?
Right.
And I want, let's see, what else do I want? A dozen of the stargazer lilies, and you know, and send it off to the house. You got the address.
I thought. Be happy to do it for you, and thank you very much. And
well, thank you very much, Rudy, for helping me out this evening. I appreciate it. And, you know, we'll be doing some business in the future.
You are more than welcome, Phil.
Thank you. Rudy Canoza there, who has Rudy's Floral Creations down on Melrose. Me gustaría verte arrodillada. Did you spell that? Arrodillada hablando como perra. My love, you are the keeper of my heart and the possessor of my soul. That's a very, very beautiful phrase and very, very nicely done. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry Show. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, Bell Gardens. Bell Gardens.
Yeah, Phil, I listened to your program this evening. I think that man that you had on, that guy, you saying some nasty thing there. I don't think that that...
Do you speak Spanish?
Well, no, I don't, but everybody got...
Well, everybody calling in is wrong. Thanks for your call. Bye-bye. I got all these geniuses calling in. Not one of them speaks a lick of Spanish except for Rudy. 1-800-44... What seems to be the problem? Are these... 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, tomorrow at noon, we are at the Sit and Sleep Mattress Superstore in Tarzana, 19119 Ventura Boulevard, just south of the 101 between Tampa and Reseda. For only $20, you get a CD signed by me, and all the proceeds go to a great charity, my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth. Here's Chatsworth on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil. You're blowing it, man, if you give her that card, because...
How am I blowing... Do you speak Spanish? You speak Spanish?
Well, no, but it's... You're saying something to her like, you better get on your hands and knees and stick your butt up in the air or something.
How do you know that?
Because one of them words is get on your knees.
Okay, I don't speak Spanish...
Yeah, well, you don't speak Spanish, and you believe what that man said.
Because he's a longtime friend of mine and a longtime friend of the show. So, yeah, I believe what he said.
Buddy, I don't want to be you, man. You're in big trouble. Because everybody's been saying it's about being on your knees and been howling like a dog.
Well, unless you speak Spanish, then you can bug off too, okay?
You're a loser. You're...
1-800-449-8686. I don't need a whole bunch of jive asses checking in and belittling a friend of mine, somebody that I have known for a long, long time. All right, now let's get back to having Tommy Lee Jones involved in the... don't you like that idea? I really do. By the way, there's a movie coming out, and I don't know what this is. I might take Maria, after I give her the flowers and after I thank her for the wonderful week, I might take her to see this. It's called Mr. Death, The Rise and Fall of Fred A. Leuchter Jr. This is the guy who comes up with ways to kill people in the electric chair. It's apparently a documentary, and he has come up with his career as a creator of superior capital punishment devices, electric chairs, chemical injection timers, whatever it takes to execute condemned prisoners with as little fuss as possible. Over the last two decades, in movies like Gates of Heaven and Fast, Cheap, and Out of Control, the director, Errol Morris, has developed the most merciless camera eye of any nonfiction filmmaker. And now he's making a movie about this guy who comes up with ways of putting people away. Chemical injection. Is he the guy that invented that? No, this is chemical injection timers. And new and improved electric chairs. Man, do they need those. I think, you know, you can talk all you want about the advancement of civilization, but until we got an electric chair, man, that is not shortened out. Those cats down in Florida, you know what? It's as plain as the nose in your face. They dig the fact that thing shorts out. Wow, take it back in the shop. Did you ever have a really crappy appliance that your mother or father said, oh, get it fixed, it's fine, you know? When it should have been bulldozed, you should have taken and dropped it out of a 15-story window. If you ever have, like, a toaster that could any given moment kill you, but your parents just kept taking it back into the shop where the guy fixes toasters, do you get a toaster fixed or do you throw it away and buy a new one? I don't take a freaking toaster in and get it fixed. I throw it away and I buy a new one. In the garbage it goes. And I go down there and I buy a brand new one. I ain't waiting around to get the damn thing fixed. Same thing with old Spark down there in Florida, man. Throw it away and buy a new one. No, it's fine. Just a couple of gizmos here. We can, you know, that freaking guy's head caught on fire the other day, okay? I realize they're killers and I realize they're nasty and I know that you want them to suffer. Yada, 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 yada. Just kill them and get a new chair. Can they make an electric chair that looks like a straddle lounger or something? Seriously, you know, like you put your feet up. Do they have an electric chair that looks like a chaise lounge? What they have is the electric chair. What they need is an electric lounge. Rudy, are you okay?
Phil, I listened to you defending me. I want to say I love you and I thank you for that.
Yeah, well, we're past it, man. Don't worry about it, okay? These people are being a little nasty tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's go to Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida?
I'm not going to say much.
Yes, dear?
I'm not going to say much. I'm going to say I speak Spanish. I am Spanish.
Hold on, Rudy. Do you hear this?
I was born in Tampa.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute. Rudy, do you hear this lady?
What?
She apparently is going to reference your Spanish.
Oh, come on, will you?
Don't come on, man. What don't make an ass out of yourself.
I'm making ass of you. You are making ass of yourself.
No, I'm not. I speak Spanish.
Me gustaría verte arrodillada hablando como perra. That means
that's
I love
right.
you. I love you deeply.
That's dirty.
Dirty.
And he's calling your wife a bitch.
You a liar.
No, I'm not a liar. I'm 77 years old.
Are you Latin, ma'am?
I speak Spanish.
Are you Latin?
I write Spanish.
Are you Latin?
I am Spanish.
You are Spanish?
That's right.
Where are you from, dear, originally?
I'm Latin, Spanish.
Where are you from originally, dear?
I'm from Tampa.
Okay.
My father came from Spain.
Okay,
my
dear.
My father came from Spain,
uh-huh.
And he's making an ass out of you.
Wait a minute. If you are a true Spanish woman, you will know what this means. Listen to me.
That's nasty. That's what.
No,
that is.
It is love.
And we don't
everything
make love like that.
No, you know that.
No, we don't. No, we don't respect. We respect our women.
Of course we do. Of
we
course respect
we respect our women.
Of course we
and
do.
And you don't have to act like a dog.
I'm not acting
to
like
have
a dog.
Sex.
I'm simply
now,
saying.
If you want to make a mess out of yourself,
blah, 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 blah.
Write that to your wife.
No, I said make
if this is part of the show.
Verte
well, Italy don't talk like that. Friends don't talk like that.
Well, what, dear? What is the phrase? What is he saying?
He's saying you are acting, I want you to act like a dog to make it sound like animal sex. And if that's
animal
what you want,
sex,
animal
that,
sex.
That is horrible. I never said that. That is horrible for you to say that.
Oh, kiss my ass. Will
animal
you,
sex,
you're
huh?
trying to make an ass out of this man.
No, you know.
And he's falling for it.
Are you telling me
yeah,
that if I gave that...
he's falling for it.
If I gave
dog
that car...
Dog means perra, and perra is not a positive dog. Perra is a bitch dog.
What
that's
about it?
Right.
Okay, Rudy, what about it?
She's lying to you, Phil.
No,
wait a
I'm
second.
Not lying.
She's not the only one that's been saying this. I've had other people call in and tell me the same thing. Just a few minutes ago, I let you go by saying thank you very much, Rudy. The rest of these people don't know what they're saying.
I'm
now this lady's
lying.
Talking
I'm
about
77
it.
77 years old.
Listen
I'm
to me,
still
Phil.
Working.
You have
I
to
have
understand.
All my marbles. I can
Phil.
Speak to you in Spanish
Phil.
If you want me.
Listen to
Pesa
me, Phil.
Means dog, and it doesn't mean a nice little dog.
See what I'm talking about, Rudy?
It means a bitch.
This lady says that perra means bitch.
She's a liar. She's one of these people
I'm
at work.
I'm not a liar.
You are trying to make me look like a fool.
I have never lied in my life.
You are trying to make me look like
I'm
a fool.
I've never lied in my life. I used to be a missionary.
A what?
In San Antonio, El Paso, Texas.
Were you in the Alamo?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Really? Were you at the Alamo?
Yes, I went to visit the Alamo.
No, were you working at the Alamo?
No, the Alamo is not even open.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, was she working at the Alamo?
People.
You work with the Mexican people?
Uh-huh. And
then you should know better than to lie.
The way I feel about it, you're pulling this guy's leg.
You should.
And your
are you pulling my leg,
pulling
Rudy?
His leg.
No, Phil, I swear to God. I swear to God.
That's way, man. You don't even know.
Rodeada, ayondo,
to talk like
perra.
That and think that love is like that, it's not even in the Latin language.
Sometimes it's like that. Not all the time.
Not even in the Latin
well,
language.
You know,
we don't make love like that.
Sometimes we
only
do.
Only animals do.
Well, sometimes
and evidently, you an animal.
Well, sometimes we get on our hands and knees. Not all the time, but sometimes.
No, maybe you do.
You,
maybe
you
have that need.
Now, wait a minute. You've never been on your hands and knees?
Never.
Come on, tell Rudy.
I don't need to be on my hands and knees.
For a man?
And I'm not going to continue this silly conversation.
Even if I said to you,
Rudy, Henry or Phillips or whatever your name is.
My name is Phil, yeah.
Pulling your leg.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling in.
She's pulling your leg.
Phil, don't do it. She's lying to you. She's making you look like a fool.
No, I am not lying. I don't lie.
You were trying to make me look like a fool, Rudy. You, I thought was my friend, making me look like a fool in front of my wife.
Please, Phil, don't believe her. She is the devil. She lies to you like the devil.
Send it to your wife.
I'm not going to send a card to my wife.
Your wife is going to know that it's not correct because she'll ask somebody
I'm not
that
sending
speaks
this,
Spanish.
That's right. I'm not sending this card to my
I've
wife.
I've been speaking Spanish
she's gonna think
all
her,
my life.
That she's a dog? You're gonna, my wife is going to think she's a dog.
This woman is like the devil. She fills your head with lies.
Yeah,
she makes
look
you want
who's
to turn
talking.
Your head. You are.
You know a lot about the devil, don't you? That's
you,
the reason you can explain him.
I bet you are unconscious
I can't
with the
explain
devil.
The devil.
You are like a
I
devil.
I don't have it in me.
I am a shaman. I live in the desert. I keep the devil away.
Yeah,
the
you act
spirit.
Like an animal, right?
I am not an animal. I am
you
a priest.
You belong in the desert. If you're going to make love like a dog, you belong in the desert.
Make love like a dog? Why, I will tell you right now. Do you know that my girlfriend, the last my last wife's name, you know what
I'm
her name was?
I'm not going to listen to
it was
this
Rex.
Devil.
I make
huh?
the most passionate love to a woman.
Yeah.
When I go, blah, blah, she loves it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you're talking about calling a woman a bitch. That's the
you're
wrong thing to do.
You're talking about going with women that are animals, too. So.
Come on.
Phil,
you know what
he's
it means.
Pulling
when I
your leg,
you,
don't make an ass out of yourself. Good night.
Blah, blah.
God bless you.
Blah, blah.
What are you doing?
I was trying to turn her toward my side.
Get out of here. Blah, blah. Trying to turn her toward his side. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800. Well, why give the number? We only got about 40 seconds left. Santa Ana, hi, you're on The Phil Henry Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
About that Rudy guy? He's
yes,
calling your wife a bitch.
No, I'm not.
He wants her to get on her knees.
No, I have not.
And bark like a dog.
No, I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not say that. I'm trying to give him a phrase that a woman would love.
I don't believe that's a phrase that a woman will love.
Me gustaría verte.
Calling her a female dog.
But what if I said...
I don't think most women appreciate being called a woman dog.
What if I said la 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 la?
Well, la 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 la, that's okay.
Do you like that? Hello, do you like la 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 la
la?
Yeah, see? You like it, don't you? Come on. Come on, say it. La 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 la. She doesn't want to play with me, Phil.
Why don't you play with yourself?
Oh, it's a good idea.
La 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 la.
Hold on, I'll be back for you, it won't be long. But for now, there's something else that's calling me. So take me down a lonesome road.
I love this song.
For me, it used to let me go.
La 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 la.
That suitcase weighs when I'm dying with memories.
La.
I just want to be the one you run to. I just want to be the one you come to. Two spirits in the night, you can leave before the morning light. When there's nothing left to lose and nothing left to fear. So meet me on the edge of town. Don't keep me waiting, I'll be right. Then you and I, we'll just roll right out of here.
I just wanna be the one you run to. I just wanna be.